The Public News Service DOA Newscast for May the 19th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Connecticut, where the General Assembly is considering legislation that would end the use of certain types of pesticides in the state.
Senate Bills 962 and 963 aim to restrict the use of second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides and neonicotinoids to protect wildlife populations. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, second-generation rodenticides pose greater risks to non-targeted species when they're used. And GADWA with the Sierra Club of Connecticut points out that there are alternatives to these chemicals.
So there's first-generation anticoagulant rodenticides that people can use. There's a form of rat birth control that people can use, so it kind of keeps the population down, because that's sort of the problem, right, is that they reproduce very quickly.
She adds traditional methods from cats to non-poisonous traps are alternatives less harmful to the environment. While the bill has wide-ranging support, it did receive some opposition at a public hearing, predominantly from pest control professionals. Since they're trained to use these chemicals, they feel banning them entirely is going too far. Currently, the bill is tabled for the calendar in the state Senate.
Now to the Sunshine State, where Disney Thursday upped the ante in the battle with Florida's GOP Governor Ron DeSantis, and it cost the state 2,000 white-collar jobs. That from CNN. Disney is scrapping plans to build a $1 billion office complex in Florida, citing changing business conditions. CNN notes the decision comes at a time when the company is openly feuding with DeSantis, expected to officially enter the 2024 GOP presidential race next week. And a native Hawaiian school system is aiming to restore indigenous forests on the islands, one species at a time.
According to the State Division of Forestry and Wildlife, the Hawaiian Islands are home to approximately 1,400 plant species, many of which are found nowhere else in the world. But nearly a third of its plant species are considered threatened or endangered. Over the last two decades, the indigenous-led school system called Kamehameha Schools has revived thought to be extinct plant species, helped restore indigenous forests, and brought back native Hawaiians to the lands they've been dispossessed of. Namaka Whitehead is a senior natural resource manager for Kamehameha Schools. She says the school lands provide habitat for more than 300 threatened, endangered, or rare species.
We recognize a shared ancestry with our islands and all of the species that and the landforms and the weather forms and everything else that exists upon our islands. They shaped who we are as Hawaiians, every single one of them, and therefore they're all critical to our identity.
Those schools have been using thousands of acres of land. At the same time, they are cultivating Hawaiian identity. This is Public News Service. Ohio House lawmakers voted to advance a resolution asking voters to raise the passage threshold for constitutional amendments. Critics say the move is aimed at curbing abortion rights and circumventing the needs and the will of the voters.
Miss Magazine executive editor Kathy Spillar says the change would make it difficult for any ballot measure in the state to ever pass again, including an abortion rights measure currently being driven by Ohio Physicians for Reproductive Rights.
These are the doctors who must take care of the women who are suffering miscarriages, unexpected pregnancies, problem pregnancies, 10-year-old girls having to be sent out of state because Ohio has passed these terribly restrictive laws.
Senate Joint Resolution 2 would require a 60% supermajority, up from 50%, for a ballot measure to pass. The measure would go before voters in a special election this August. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
19 states have passed laws banning or restricting abortion since Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Researchers say a lot of learning begins even before birth, and especially between birth and age 5.
Governor Pritzker's Smart Start plan increases access to early learning services that would impact families across the state of Illinois. The benefits are mutual for both children getting high-quality learning and to families having stable, reliable childcare so they can work or go to school. Julissa Cruz, Senior Director of Community-Based Advocacy at Carol Robertson Center for Learning, says she is optimistic about the transformative impact the plan will eventually have on the workforce.
You have a workforce that's comprised of mostly Black and brown women who are making wages that they themselves qualify for public assistance. Smart Start would really start to rectify that pay scale and really work closer to pay equity.
Governor Pritzker's plan hopes to supply as many as 500 3- and 5-year-olds with early learning access as soon as fiscal year 2024.
Finally, our Mike Bowen tells us many Minnesota school districts say they've been walking a financial tightrope.
With a record surplus in hand, the legislature has sent the governor a package that boosts per-pupil funding by 4% and 2% over the next two budget years, and then ties it to inflation in subsequent years. Northfield Public Schools Superintendent Matt Hillman notes they won't be able to restore recent budget cuts, but says the extra aid will provide much-needed stability moving forward.
We use our funds to do good things for kids, and we can now see a little bit further around that corner so we can be more intentional in our long-range planning.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener-supported. Here's a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.